evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in the Diaspora Forum. I'm hosting with Jonga Kandemiri.
From Silver Spring in Maryland. As you know, that these days we are working from home. And I'd say kudos to my colleague Gibbs Dube, who came up with this B-Light. We are able to see each other. I'm seeing Dr. Mnatz after a long time.
The disease is actually infected over 1,997,000 people. And then those people that have been killed by the disease are about 138,000 worldwide. Then in the USA, we have got 609,685 people that have been infected. And then out of these people, about 26,059 have died. So these statistics are being supplied by Johns Hopkins University. And then in Zimbabwe, 647 out of 665 people that were tested. And then one has actually recovered. So these are statistics provided by the Minister of Health. And then in terms of provinces, we know that Matabeleland North has got one person, Bulawayo 5, Harare 8, and Mashonaland East 4. So these are the provinces where people have been tested and found to be coronavirus positive. So there is Rwanda, Bagunjalo namhlanje, kuhlelo lwe Diaspora Forum. Lapho sikhuluma khona ngokutshiyeneyo. Kodwa namhlanje sikhangela umkhuhlane kona lowo coronavirus COVID-19. Over to you, Tom.
Tinotenda vateri vose vanoteera chirongwa chedu cheLaptop Diaspora Forum. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nezvedambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus kana COVID-19. Tinoona kuti pasi rose chabata vanhu vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni maviri. Pavanhu ivavo vanhu vanofanira kuita zana rezviuru nemakumi matatu ane zvisere zviuru zvati kutaura izvo 138,000. Vashaya kubva kuchirwere ichocho. MuZimbabwe vanhu vanokwana kuita gumi nevasere kana kuti 18 vakaongororwa vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichocho. Pavanhu ivavo vatatu vavo vakashaya. Tiri kuonawo kuti mune matanho akasiyana siyana ari kuitwa pasi rose ekuedza kugadzirisa matambudziko iwayo. Ndonyaya dzatoda kuti tinge tichikurukura nokuti tinoona kuti nyika dzakawanda dzasvika padanho rokuti vanhu vasafamba famba. Iri kunzi lockdown, vamwe vanoipawo zita rekuti stay at home, vamwe vachitiwo social distancing zvokuti kandai wakanga uine munhu haunenge uchiti nhasi ndoda kugonaona Gibbs ndimupe mbeu dzemuriwo wemhodzi, nhasi hazvikwanisi kuitika nokuti of the social distancing. So people are trying to means to make sure that they maintain a social distancing. But in some instances, like especially in Zimbabwe, we have seen videos of people scrambling to get those day-to-day necessities like meal, bread, and all that, which means there is no observation of social distancing there. And we are going to discuss all about that today, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got our special guest, that is Dr. Edgar Mnatsi. He is in London. Dr. Mnatsi, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gibbs, and thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much. And we also have Percy Giane. She lives in South Africa. Percy Giane, welcome to the program. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Gibbs. I hope
you're very much. Yes, go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, unfortunately, I couldn't hear what Dr. Mnatsi said. I think it's a problem of connectivity. But I'll just throw a question, and maybe if he responds, you can still translate in Shona, very good Shona Gibbs, to let me know what he could have said. Yes, I can just start by saying that many people are failing to observe the regulations, especially in Zimbabwe, because of the economic situation. That is what many people are saying. They are saying, you know, we can stay at home, but we don't have anything to eat because many people depend on day-to-day jobs. Like many, say 95% of people are self-employed, and they depend on hand-to-mouth. So, Dr. Mnatsi, what's your message today, the first word you can tell Zimbabweans about the seriousness of this coronavirus pandemic?
Thank you so much. I think the message is it has to be clear that coronavirus is a serious disease, as we have seen that many people so far have succumbed to this virus. Gibbs has just been giving us the statistics there. we are nearing 2 million people who have been infected and almost 300,000 people worldwide. So that shows that the disease is a serious disease and people need to take heed of health authorities' advice in terms of staying at home and observing good personal hygiene, maintaining social distancing when they have to move if it is necessary.
We see that in London, there are so many Zimbabweans that you know, being killed by this disease. Give us some kind of insight of what is happening there.
Yeah, we've seen on mainly on social media that some of our fellow countrymen and women are falling sick, and some of them have died. Mainly, we've seen people from who are working in the NHS, who are in the front line, particularly the nurses. I think this is speaks to the amount of risk that they are in. They are in harm's way. They are treating patients every day. It's quite an unfortunate thing that we have to lose people who are helping so many people. You know, imagine if nurses would and doctors would stay at home, then it would be a disaster.
So, in Shona, can you say something about what is happening there in terms of people being affected by coronavirus? And some are dying.
Chirwere chekoronavirus, chirwere chatekeshera pasi rese, chinotapuriranwa zviri nyore kana vachitaurirana kana vanhu vachinge vakakosora ari pedyo nemumwe munhu. Zviri nyore kutapurira chirwere ichi, taona kuti pasi vanhu vashaika vakawanda chaizvo pasi rose, vamwe vari kushaika muno munyika yeEngland, kunyanyanyanya vanoshanda muzvipatara, vana mukoti. Zvinosuruwarisa chaizvo kuti taona kune vamwe hama dzedu vekuZimbabwe vashaika vari kubatsira vanhu munyika.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mnasi. Let us take our second guest, and that is Percy Tiane. She's in South Africa. Tiane, welcome to the program.
Okwamanje Gips sihlele ezindlini of which qale ngo-March. Kwamanye kuyukuthi usebenzela iphi ikhampani kumbe i-organization, bavele nje bahlalise ezindlini. Ekuqaleni bebesasithathe ezindlini besamsemsebenzini, ekugcineni bathi abasafuni into emsebenzini ngoba akusekho safe ngendlela inamba esike yakhuphuka ngakhona. So bavele bathi kahlale ezindlini, singabuyi emsebenzini, sisebenzele ezindlini. Kukho konke into ezisa ubuhlungu, abafowethu nabodadewethu abasebenza kuma-industries are different, of which they've been stopped totally ukuya emsebenzini. Ukucabanga ukuthi laba bantu badlane ezindlini and ngaleso sikhathi bemiswa bebele malini abayigcinileyo okokuthi lalokho kudla balakho kuzobathatha isikhathi eside okungakanani. Ngoba sikhuluma ama-groceries azadingeka okwenyanga ezithile umuntu engayo emsebenzini, kuthi lalabo abanye abatshela ukuthi bazobhatale kuphela kulawo malanga kade bewasebenzile, impilo yabo iqhubeka phambili isiya kuphi. Yiso isimo esimibuso kuzothi njalo kuyafana le ndawo ezise-Johannesburg CBD, sikhuluma njengalabo bafowethu abahlala lapha ababuya ekhaya, amanye nje amalokishi athile lakha bo-Alexander, abanye base-Diepsloot, abanye base-Soweto, indawo lezi eziminyeneyo ezinye indawo esingazifananisa nje le ndawo ezinye ezifana lezi zasekhaya. Okutho ukuthi kusuka kube yingozi kube nobunzima khona lapho, ukuthi lanxa umuntu efisa ukuthi engaphumela ngaphandle uba sengozini kakhulu, of which kusuka ngicabangela abafowethu lapho ukuthi isimo esikhona sesisibi. Thina lapho esikhona sikhuluma njengamanje sihleli endlini, asikaze siphume phandle. Khona ukuphumela phandle lapho esihlala khona kuvunyelwa lo yedwa nje ukuthi ame phandle. So kusuka kudiphend ukuthi indawo ohleli kuyo ikuphi. And into ebuhlungu yisimo somnotho ukuthi thina esila esiphandle labafowethu abanye abaphandle yitho esikhangelele ekhaya. Ukuthi abantu abasekhaya bazodlani yinto esiza ubuhlungu. So kumele labo abasekhaya futhi bazibone ukuthi bahamba njani, of which bazohamba kanjani bona, kuyukuthi abasatholi lutho kulaba abangapha abakade beyibona bengama-breadwinners.
Yes.
Khona sesikhuluma kubafowethu, isifo leso siyabulala, siyingozi. It's real, it's out there. Please make sure ukuthi uhlele endlini, ungaphumeli phandle.
Yes, sawuzakhuluma khonapho-ke ungakatshama. Jonga kanti mili, so what you are saying is that, this disease actually kills. So people must be very careful because you do anything that is a little bit stupidish, then you are in for a big thing there. So she's encouraging people to actually stay at home. And she says, of course, people didn't even budget for it. But it has happened, and so people must be patient and all these kind of things. Over to you, Chonga.
Yes, thank you so much, Gibbs. I heard Dr. Munatsi explaining, Ms. Rona, that a number of Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 in Britain, and we have also received messages from our reporter there, Ezra Chisaswanda in Britain. He always updates us on that. But I think Dr. Munatsi can just repeat that in English for the benefit of other listeners.
Thank you, Mr. Chonga. We've seen that many of Zimbabweans who are working in the NHS or the National Health Service have succumbed to COVID-19. Particularly, I've seen quite a number of reports that nurses have died who are from Zimbabwe. And it's such a sad development because these are people who are doing a great job. They're helping people, taking a risk to make sure that people who have COVID-19 are treated, and now they've paid the ultimate price. Advice to the general population, where they have to adhere to the advice that they're given by the health authorities, particularly making sure that they maintaining social distance when they travel, when it is necessary, for example, buying essential groceries or essential foods, they have to maintain social distance. And also they have to make sure that they are practicing social good personal hygiene, washing them for more than 20 seconds with water and soap. If they cannot use water and soap, then they should use alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
So, but when we look at people, some of them are Christians, you know. When they talk about alcohol-based stuff, they just say, and then when you look at the right in the rural areas, there are certain traditional things that people can use. You know, there is a certain thing that looks like clover, you know. It's clover, actually. The leaves are very slippery. Can people use all those kind of things?
I think there is no evidence to show that those things kill bacteria or viruses, particularly these that we're talking about, COVID-19. The things that have been proved to work, and sanitizers and wash your hands with soap.
Thank you so much. Over to you, Chonga. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Gibbs Stewart, Tanzwa, Dr. Munatsi, Vachi, Sanangura, Pansoro, Zira, Tupansa, Gwanewan, Tvanga, Vachi, Champitika, Uraya, Utachua, and Tanzwa, Chitaura, Ninye, Buti, Ukeza, Mawoko, Tinchaka, Kosha, Kuru, Kwengwa, Ngangwaita, 20 seconds, Shikwira, Kwete, Basbe, 20 seconds. Saka hanzi kuti unge uchikwanisa kuverenga kuti 20 seconds dzakwanira kana usina kuisa wacho pane kambuka neimbwa hanzi happy birthday kudi amino ukakaimba kaviri katatu kunenge wakwanisa kunge wageza maoko ndanzwa Gibbs uchibvunza wapamusoro pemiti inokwanisa kuwanikwa kumusha mumareserva ndanzwa Dr. Munatsi achitaura kuti hazvina kunge zvaongororwa kuti zvinezvo zvinokwanisa herengwe zvichiuraya utachiwana hwecovid-19 kana hwecoronavirus. Saka dzimwe nzira dzekuti vanhu vashandise zvinhu zvakaongororwa zvikaonekwa kunzi zvinoshanda. And I heard Miss Diane, I think she's based in Bulawayo.
No, she's in Johannesburg.
Oh, in Johannesburg. Okay, South Africa. Is the Zimbabweans who are said to be trying frantically to be expatriated or to be repatriated home. Expatriation from South Africa. What have you heard about this so far?
Okay. I'll just talk from my end, Doctor. We have relatives who have come to visit us in South Africa. So these relatives were due to go back this month end based on the number of days that they were given to stay in South Africa. So what is happening right now is they are still here. They haven't left. So what's going to happen is they need to be compliant at the end of the day. So we are thankful for the Department of Home Affairs of South Africa that sent out a message to them stating that those who are due to leave, who are still here, they won't have any challenges when they are going back home, because they face this situation, they're under unforeseen circumstances that are beyond everybody's powers, of which they still need to stay indoors here in South Africa. So when they go back, they won't have any problems by the border, because they are well aware of the situation that is going on at the moment.
Yes.
Labo bebe phakathi ezindlini belandele umthetho wase South Africa, njengoba wonke umuntu yonke indawo ile mthetho. So bahlezi nje balathi lapha endlini, kutsho ukuthi bazohlala la up until i-lockdown ize iphele. Sibongela umthetho i-announcement ephumileyo ukuthi laba bantu abakhona sikhuluma njengamanje abalapha e-South Africa ngokuvakasha abasuke bebe nenkinga kumbe asuke behlangane lodubo ase bebuyele emuva ekhaya, ngoba kuyazakala ukuthi isimo besinjani, njalo yisimo ade singaphezu kwamandla abo ukuthi bengaphuma bebuyele ekhaya ngalesi sikhathi. So sikubongela lokhu ukuthi hhayi into esegcekeni, kutho ukuthi labo bengahlali besevalweni futhi bengasuki belandele phela into engacacanga. Kuhle ukuthi lakho omunye laye maye esesimeni esifana nalesi azibuzele uhulumende alapho ukuthi ngenze njani, ngoba yisi simo lesengiso then bazomcasisela ukuyenzela ukuthi ahlale umoya wakhe uphansi.
Yes, so Joga always says that, you know, they're stuck. That was to say it in English. So there are some people who are supposed to go back, you know, in Zim, but they're still in South Africa, so things are not working well, according to her.
From people who are following us now, there is a man like Joshua Yoram. He says, Lichonanjani Waladube. And there's Tabisan Mube. Good evening, Mr. Maddox Chivasa, following the discussion. And then Reji Wuto Elliot, Lichonanjani Dube. Then Susisiwe
Kajula,
Kajula is also following us, is listening. So, Gibson, you know, many people like here in America, I think they have heeded the call to maintain social distance. And we have also heard reports from various states saying that there is like a slowdown in the spreading of this pandemic. So I wanted to throw a question to Dr. Munadze that saying people maintain this social distancing, the lockdowns and all that, after, say, 21 days and the countries open up, do you see another outbreak of this disease, because there is no medication here?
I think after the 21 days lockdown that many governments have implemented, I don't think they are going to swiftly just switch back to normal. It is likely going to be a gradual process of going back to normalcy, because if you they just switch back to normal business, then we are likely to see a second wave of infections. So therefore, I want to believe that many governments would use the gradual process in terms of going back to normal business.
Thank you so much, Dr. Munati. Yes, Anzina, Dr. Munati. Patients or victims of this pandemic, but are not yet tested, or they have not yet posted positive for this. So if they mingle with others who are staying at home, maybe the disease will just spread again, and then we'll have another wave. So that is what I had asked Dr. Munas to explain, Gibbs.
Yes, so Dr. Munas, we see that in Zimbabwe, only 665 people have been tested, you know? You know, looking at Zimbabwe's population, what can you say about that in terms of testing?
I think that the numbers of people who have been tested for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe are disappointing, to say the least, because we have seen that many countries are testing a very huge number of people to diagnose at least 10% of those that have been tested.
Uh-huh.
And Zimbabwe is, was actually very late in terms of implementing the lockdowns, even implementing travel restrictions. With so many people coming in, and I'm sure we've seen that people are still going back home. So because of that, it is likely that the disease could have spread way beyond the numbers that we are seeing right now. So therefore, I think we all responsible citizens are urging the government to increase the number of people who have been tested to make sure that this lockdown is very useful. Because if the lockdown is just implemented without the necessary supporting testing, then it might as well turn out to be not so useful.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn to Utatuetulapa, President Jian. So, President Jian, once you can hear kuna hapo kwa South Africa, abantu baku quarantine, vaccines engine, baku quarantine, baku kuna utwa lockdown. So, kwa sababu nzima hii kuna.
If the gas savings are kwabanye abasebenzi. Kusho ukuthi bakhona abanye abahleli ezindlini abalandelayo umthetho. Uzothi bebe khona abanye abangawulandeliyo umthetho. Abanye bephuma besiya emsebenzini ngoba bengama essential workers. Uthola ukuthi yibo abasebenza emashop lapho esithenga khona ukudla, abanye yibo abasebenza esibhedlela. Abanye yibo abaphethe umthetho abacontrolayo ngithi kusuka ukuhlukana. But isimo esikhona ngibona ngathi indlala yiyo eyenza ukuthi abanye begcine bephuma ngoba phela into engalungiselelwa ngale into enjani ehlukumeza abanye ukuthi ukuswela yikho kwenza ukuthi thola abanye abantu beseye phansi. Yebo, bakhona abazenzela ngokuthanda kwabo abangakakuzwisisi kahle ukuthi kahle kahle kwenzakalana ngalesi sikhathi, kodwa abanye hhayi, cha, kusuka kube yisimo la osuke ukuthi lanxa umuntu engakulandisela idaba lakho usungizwisisa ukuthi kungani ephume waba phandle.
You know, this thing is working, but, you know, it still needs some bit of enforcement. So I think we've got a person that has actually joined us right now. So let's take care and hear what she's saying about this. And this is Barbara. Barbara is in London. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Kunjani, Dube?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Eh, akusiyo ukuthi uhamba njani khona ngapho eLondon?
Actually, ngise Swansea, eWales. Ngapha abantu balalela kakhulu, akula bantu abaningi abahamba ngaphandle kulaba bakuma essential services. Mina lapha engikhona angaphumi phandle, 21 days sezikwanile zadlula, angaphumi phandle. Ngiyesaba vele lokuphuma phandle kwakhona ngizishonele endlini, and abantu abaningi balalela sibili. Kodwa into edanisayo kakhulu kusekhaya, eish, angani uNkulunkulu angangenela isimo esisekhaya. Dube, sisayenza into azimanga kuhle. As long as kungafakwanga indlela zokuthi abantu bazuze impuphu, ngibona ngani abantu abaningi bakhala ngempuphu ngoba yikukudla kwethu phela. Nxa kungazange kube le mpuphu, angiboni ukuthi khona i-lockdown le izasebenza eZimbabwe. Kade ngikhuluma nomunye lapha Dube, kulosisi obesebenza kuma-ships lawana, they're forced ukuthi bahambe lapha bavela khona. Bengikhuluma laye kathe sizakuthumezela ama-audio akhe. Ubengitshela, ngimbuza ukuthi kathi manje uyenzeni, were you quarantined, uyenzeni, what did they do to you, what did the government do? So she was telling me ukuthi ngizahlanganisa lesithiwa lapha, kubona abanye kade bekhuluma ngesithiwa.
Yes.
Yes. So this lady was saying the government did not do anything. When they arrived at the airport, they were just asked, they were told to write about their history, whether they are feeling any symptoms of the coronavirus or what, and then they were let go. So I was asking, what did you do? And then she said she self-quarantined herself for 14 days. She's okay. She's got no symptoms. No testing. She doesn't even know what to do next. No information. You see, these are the problems that you are having back home. You know, people will be killed because of ignorance. The people don't have information. So I don't know really what exactly our government can do. I think this thing is not being taken seriously in Zimbabwe. And the people are going to perish.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I wanted to ask you, when was that? Because I understand now the government is quarantining everyone who comes through Robert Ngabagabo Airport, International Airport, and all the borders, they are being quarantined. Like on Monday, I think a group of 30 people were quarantined. I think they were put at Zipam in Norton. So I'm not sure when that lady went to Zimbabwe. But of late, taken.
Okay, she came before these 30. She's now on her 14th day. She self-quarantined herself.
Okay. Yes, that was, yeah. I think the government was also urging those people when they were inspected at the airport, if they were not their temperatures were okay, then they were ordered to self-quarantine. And I think, I'm not sure whether there were any follow-ups, but that time, I think it was not as tight as it is today. And people just need to be reminded always, as you are doing, ma'am. Thank you so much.
UK, Zimbabweans, they are dying, do they? And you know, umkhuhlane lo is real. This virus is real. Ngibona abantu basadlala simile eZimbabwe, akabi serious. Then okokugcina bengicela ukuthi uhulumende kabone ukuthi uyanika abantu ukudla ngokuphangisa ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bahlale ezindlini. Ngoba nxa abantu ubaxwayisa ukuthi bahlale ezindlini, bayakutshela ukuthi kasila kudla. So uhulumende kabone okokwenza. Kulama 2% la uMinister of Finance kasebenzisa ama 2% la ade wathathe ebantwini. He must plow back to the people. The 2% that the finance minister was deducting or is still deducting, why can't they use that to bail out the people, to bail out the workers? Our employers, they are saying they are not going to pay the workers. So it's a disaster, honestly. And the police and the soldiers, can they stop beating people? You can't enforce law by breaking law.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye. Jonga, over to you, sir.
Yes, Gibbs, I was just trying to open a page here.
Yes.
Because I understand that the government promised $200 relief, cash relief per person for the COVID-19. It's called the COVID-19 relief cash transfers. And they've started that to roll out that project today. I see the Herald, they say COVID-19 relief cash transfers starts today as virus cases rise to 18, which means the government has honored its promise. But the question is $200 enough to help people, especially this time that they are not able to move around in search of goods, and also comparing prices, because whenever we buy, we try to compare that Jube's shop is selling milk 10 kg at 150, Dr. Mnas is selling for 120, then you have options, but maybe you have to travel, say, a kilometer or two to go to the cheaper shop, and that is not allowed at the moment because of the lockdown. But we'll hear what our listeners say, whether they have started receiving those $200 cash relief. Dr. Mnazi, we saw that the government opening a second lab in Ulawayo on Monday. What can you tell our listeners about that development? Because many people are saying decentralize this testing thing.
Yes, I think it is a good development that the government opened the second lab in Bulawayo. And I think they have to open even more because we've had cases where people develop symptoms, for example, in Bulawayo, developed symptoms, for example, in Victoria Falls. If you remember, there was an unfortunate case where one of the victims of the COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, the samples were taken to Harare, and eventually he died before the results were out. And that is an unfortunate thing. So therefore, it is important for government to decentralize because sometimes the results are needed as soon as possible for health professionals to make decisions on some of our citizens who are presented with symptoms. So imagine that, and also that also helps in terms of limiting the contacts that the people with coronavirus will have. If you don't know the results, sometimes it's very difficult to enforce isolation or even quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so Dr. Mnatsi, what are Zimbabweans doing in order to help those that are back home? You know, is there any fundraising? What are you doing to help?
So there are many platforms that have been created by people in the diaspora to help back home, be it in terms of crowdsourcing or crowdfunding. There are quite a number of GoFundMe's that are being run by people in the diaspora to help relieve to send back home. And also people have created platforms where health professionals who are in the diaspora can share their expertise, share knowledge. We've seen there are some very senior and experienced doctors in the US, in the UK, who are taking their time to share their experiences, how they are managing coronavirus cases in their respective countries that they are living in right now.
Uh-huh. So it's over to you, Jonga.
Thank you so much, Dube. Let me just translate this in Shona, that Bepanaure Herald Ributi Urumende Yas at Sachireo Chayakana to Mr. Chayakaita, Chekubasira, Mungwaino COVID-19, Nemari, Woman in Eta, $1 million, $200 per month. Each pure Kuan, Wanukanagita, $1 million. Muri dzavaka roma dzavaka sarudza dzine vanhu vanoshaya vandarubatsiro saka irikunzi mari iyo yatanga kuendeswa kuvanhu nhasi ichiendeswa kuburikidza nezvakatarwa ne social welfare department kana boka re social welfare panotariswa kuti mari ichashandiswa inoita $600 million yakaiswa nehurumende mumwe yekutenge ichibatsira vanhu vanoshaya tiri kuona kuti matanho anobatsira kunyanga hazvo vazhinji vari kuchema kuti mari iyoyo $200 haina zvikuru zvainoita nokuti akaonawo Zimstat nemarimwe ziro musi wemande vachiburitsa gwaro rekuti munhu mumwe chete mari aakuda kuti anga achikwanisa kutenga chikafu pamwedzi anoda $419 ndeye chikafu chete hapana yekukwira mabhazi nokuita nezvimwe zvese saka 200 iyoyo inenge iri chidimbu chemari iyoyo asi vazhinji vanoti hanzi half a loaf is better than none. Gibbs, I was just saying that 1 million households identified through the social welfare department to benefit from the $600 million kit available by the government to mitigate the effect, the effects of COVID-19. They have started receiving those cash transfers today, the beneficiaries. Gibbs.
Abantu vanatagale lapa. Onzi mazana kunokunje okona kutasenga vazuti ukulumende uletule njano kelo wangona lamuta. Siyapana njano kule teleta dangwa uti my brother was telling me this morning that there's a strong presence of soldiers and police in his area. None is coming out. So, you know, some of these lockdowns have been characterized by the presence of soldiers, presence of police, and all these kind of state security agents in the whole world. So now, looking at what is happening in Britain, Dr. Mnatsi, how is it going there in terms of state security?
In terms of state security, we've seen that Britain has started to impose fines to people who seem to be breaking the law in terms of social distancing. We have seen reports of people who have been arrested when they were getting too close to people. We've seen people who have been arrested for traveling too long distances from their homes. But we've not seen cases of people being assaulted or human rights violations so far.
Yes, we see that in Zimbabwe there was a high court order for the police and soldiers to hang people with care because the court said, people have got some rights, and so those rights should not be violated. And I've got a message from Mato Kibasa, who says $200 is quite a small amount. Government must be more serious about helping the vulnerable during this lockdown. I totally agree with the other speaker that the police and army must not beat up people. You cannot enforce law by breaking law. Then Teresa also says, he also told me that 2 kg of sugar costs 100 RTGS. So what can the 200 do, really? So the people are asking so many questions here, and so I know that we cannot answer all of them. Kodwa-ke abantu babuza simile okuningi lapha zulikandaba ngokwenzakalayo ukuthi kukhanya sinto kumhlophe ukuthi abantu khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe bavalelwe njalo nemazweni athiyeneyo njengoba sizwile lapho uba bekhuluma umnathi esithi hhayi okuhluphayo ukuthi-ke nxa abantu bevalelwe kumele ukuthi bengahlokoluzwa so siyakuzwa konke khonokho kodwa sasizuza-ke imessage evela kuthekise dangwa uthi ya okuhluphayo ukuthi ithukela selidula eZimbabwe i-2 kg ekathi 100 RTGS so kathi si 200 so uthi lokhu kuyamangalisa kakhulu so singazi ukuthi konke lokhu kuyakaphi kodwa silethemba lokuthi kuzalungiswa so ke coming back to you Dr. Mnatz so at the end of the day there are these so-called reinfections and other issues. How does it work?
For coronavirus, coronavirus is a new disease that many people are learning as it evolves. Ordinarily, viral infections would confer immunity if someone is infected by the virus. But in this case, it is not yet very clear because this evidence is being gathered as the disease is evolving, whether getting infected by coronavirus confers immunity, and if it does, how long the immunity lasts. It is still an issue of investigation at this point in time. So for people to be on the safe side, it is better to assume that once you get coronavirus, you might as well get it again, which is a reinfection. So therefore, we need to practice all the preventative measures that health authorities that are responsible for this are encouraging people to do worldwide. Yes, thank you, Gibbs. Dr. Munat, there is also a call by many for the government to introduce instant test kits, which I think is something that it is working on to introduce in the country. How do they work and how good are they when it comes to results?
So I think when you say instant test kits, I'm going to assume that you are referring to antibody tests.
Yes.
Yes. So the antibody tests, the good thing about antibody tests is that they are going to be much more cheaper than the test that is being done right now. And it is also going to be possible, if they are implemented, to know people who have contracted the disease and maybe recovered without severe symptoms or without knowing. I think this will also help in terms of planning whether to lift the lockdowns or such a kind of planning. So I think that if the antibody tests are implemented, they are likely to ease the burden in terms of the cost. They are cheaper as compared to the test that is being done, which is a very expensive test that tests for the virus itself. But antibody tests test for the immune response to coronavirus. Therefore, it is less likely to be expensive.
Mm-hmm. And it can be something that can be done by a mobile team.
Yes, that is another thing. It can be done by a mobile team, and it doesn't rely on electricity. If people know tests that look like the ones that are used in many African countries for HIV, the ones that are used for malaria, They can be carried in a small bag. They are not affected mainly by many things like temperatures. There's no cold chain to talk about. So it is easy to implement if governments are able to come up with such tests.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Munatsi. Regarding what the team gives in the hand of Dr. Munatsi, I'm sorry, that's what we are going to do, my instant test, which is going to be my antibody test. Vari kutsanangura kuti vamwe vari kukurudzira kuti dai zviro zvaitwa zvekuti munhu anongoongororwa pandakasanganikwa neni ndongomiswa nevanhu vanenge vachiita izvo votongotiongorora kuti handina here utachiwana vari kuti iwo zvinhu zvakareruka zvakachipa zvakare zvine mutengo uri pasi uye hazvidi magetsi zvinogona kuitwa nezvikwata zvevanhu vanogona kungofamba vachienda mumisha yegere veruzhinji zvinhu zvinogona kurerutsa ndima. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, no baba lapho sithumezele video ndonga uthi sizokuthi uthini lapha khona nangu la
ekamela ngilakusukuzwa ndokukhuluma ma ukuphatheka kabi esikuphatheke lanabo leSouth Africa ngoba sisetetiswa sibizwa amakama ukuthi thina esibantu nomthetho ukuthi usiprotele kakhulu le esikwande COVID-19 ngoba kuyithina sihluphekile kahle kahle kodwa into esimanga ukuthi sibala amasibala kakhulu sibalela kakhulu kubantu baseMzantsi Afrika ikhona ibona abasezingeni phezulu kakhulu lokumemetheka lolu bhubhane olukhona. So ezinye zezinto okuhlukumeza kakhulu okusilelekode asikwazi ukusebenza ngobuningi bethu asinamasemthethweni okuyukuthi singakwazi ukuthi okuphelelenya asikwazi ukuthi sihole. So ngezinye zezinto ezisukumeza kuthi sikwazi ukuhlukumeza
So this gentleman is Chabuza, that is his name. So he's got two issues here. He says the Zimbabweans are being discriminated by the South African government allegedly, and then he goes further to say, you know, South African citizens are really giving them a torrid time. And then the second thing is, he says Zimbabweans, some of them don't have proper documentation. As a result, they are not working right now. And there's no way that they can have money to pay rent and other things. So he's a very, very worried man, Joker. So he says, at the end of the day, what is he supposed to do, you know? Because he's in a lockdown, he has to, you know, follow the law. If he breaks the law, it's going to be worse for him. He could be deported. But now he's at home doing nothing. And, you know, landlords are demanding money and all those kind of things. So that's where he is right now, Joker.
Yes, that's a sad situation. And I know it is not only affecting him, but many people, including those back home. I remember last week, there is an organization, Zimbabwe Survival Vendors Union. They also raised that issue that they relied mainly on selling on the streets, vending, and now they cannot raise any money to pay their rentals. So it's an issue that is affecting many people. Gibbs, I see a number of people have sent questions and contributions. So maybe I can just read one from Teresa Dangwa, who says, talking about education in this era where all schools are closed, what if anything is being done? Oh, I think it's a question. There's what is there anything that is being done to continue engagement with children? In the U.S., teachers are emailing homework and doing weekly online meetings. I get it may not work at home, but can cell phones be used? That's Teresa Dangwa. Yes, yesterday, I think the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe was complaining that the government is going to introduce e-learning without the teachers' organizations being involved as stakeholders. Mm-hmm. So I think it's something that the government is planning, but they'll be using radios and television sets. So Peter Uzet, President Dr. Takashi Joe, was saying that not all families own radio sets and television sets. And in some areas, the network connectivity is very poor. So you are saying he does not think this will work, and they were going to approach the government with that.
Yes, we also have a video that was sent by our correspondent, Mlondolozi Ndlovu. He is in Harare. You know, he was talking to vendors, he was talking to different people, and he also talked to Smanda. Smanda was at a local market. So here's what Smanda said. So that is Murewa there instead of Spanda. So he's saying, you know, after 21, before the 21 days are up, people don't have food, so they don't know what to do. And then in terms of education, Murewa is saying he's going to teach his own kids. He knows how to do it. He's not a teacher, but he can educate them very well.
That's encouraging.
So then the reporter asked him about, you know, are you not going to delay children's studies, you know?
Yeah.
No, I can do it. No,
yes.
Very interesting.
I think during this lockdown and home, even here in the United States,
yes,
a lot of parents have taken over as teachers at home, because for you to maintain those guys and make sure that they are engaged while you also work at home, you have to give them homework.
Very interesting indeed. So what is happening, Dr. Mnatsi, in London? How do you teach kids? Who's teaching the kids?
So the kids are, the teachers are giving kids some, they're sending online some homeworks to do, and important interaction with their kids, the children, through those platforms that, like the one that we are using right now. So at least there is a continued education that is taking place, and that is very encouraging.
So, but do you think that, you know, in Zimbabwe, can parents actually teach kids, or, you know, you have to have teachers and you have to have the ministry crafting a curriculum and all those kind of things? It's complicated, right?
It is very complicated, because you can imagine we are having children at different levels of their education, and some of the parents may not be able to really teach some of the complicated stuff. Let's take, for example, kids who are doing science subjects, mathematics at advanced level, and all that. That is a very complex and challenging situation to be in. But, you know, we are living in unprecedented times. We are seeing things that are quite strange, but this is the situation, the desperate situation, and desperate situations call for desperate actions.
Yes, and Chonga, we've got a person who sent us an audio, a video, sorry. I think, let's listen to the gentleman, what he's saying about this situation.
Thank you.
Yes. Salwanani. Baba Dube.
So this gentleman is very worried about his work. You know, he's saying, you know, they are doing nothing like what the guy in South Africa was saying. So people have got this serious challenge of what they are supposed to be doing. They know that rent is due and all those kind of things. We know that in USA, there's some stimulus package that has been, you know, rolled out to citizens and other people. So now that stimulus package is supposed to cushion people, you know, against all these kind of problems. So I don't know, in London, do you have any stimulus package? Like, you are at home right now, your business is not going well because you're at home, or, you know, those kind of things. What's going on there?
Yes, Gibbs, the government of UK has created a fund, a relief fund for people who are self-employed and for businesses as well. So businesses are being assisted to pay their employees so that they can stay at home, they'll be able to buy the necessary things that they need to survive during this lockdown. So many people are applying for these grants to be able to survive by groceries, pay their employees.
Uh-huh. So now there is a legislator here who is posing a question. That is Honorable Tasapulu. He is in Nkulumane. He's with the MTC Alliance. So he says, this is one of our social media posts. Chengisa Abantu, the Pula, our social, our police. Those in charge need to get to the bottom of it all. So he says, Doctor, do you think the lockdown should be extended? What should happen?
The decision to extend the lockdown is not a simple one. There are many things that have to be considered. I think the government has to make sure that during the lockdowns, they are able to test as many people and diagnose those that are positive as much as they can, so that if ever we are going to lift the lockdown, then we don't see a resurgence of cases. We don't see people, you know, people do not start spreading the disease again. So the question of whether the lockdown should be extended, I think the governments have to look into some of these problems, that how many people have been tested, how many people have been untested, and what is the likelihood that we are going to see a resurgence. And I would also want to say that, you know, we are discussing about how the Western world, the governments of Western world are helping their businesses, their small business, people who are self-employed. It is also important for our own government. I'm happy that they've started, even though it is a small amount, but they've started to do that. Because you can imagine places like the US, the UK, people have facilities that they can buy even groceries online. They can, buy many things, actually. And it was very disheartening to see that police in Zimbabwe are beating people, and they are actually even confiscating some of their food products, farmers bringing their food. This is an unwelcome development. It is going to create so many problems because people need to survive. And the government, what is providing, what is helping people, it's not enough, as was Mr. John Doe was explaining, that is a small amount. You said sugar costs two kg of sugar at RTGS. So it is a complex question whether we should extend or not. But the government needs to take a holistic approach, a holistic look into the progress that they've made, particularly with testing and treatment.
Over to you, Shonga.
Yes, there's someone who is following us, gives also sent a comment that the government is upgrading Parenyakwa Hospital to treat COVID-19. And she says that this is according to ZTN. I think she saw that on ZTN, that the government is also upgrading Parenyakwa Hospital. Yesterday, Dr. Munazi, I spoke with a certain gentleman, and I just asked him one thing. Will we see the government maintaining all these hospitals that are being upgraded, renovated, taken over from councils, say, post-COVID-19?
Mr. Chonga, it is a good thing that you know, the government is doing something in terms of renovating hospitals and being able to provide services during this difficult time. But I'm sure this the discussion and the call to government to make sure that hospitals are fully equipped, there is enough medicines, and the personnel that is working there is fully motivated, they are being remunerated, have been made for such a very long time, and the government was not listening and was too slow to react. So we are likely to see a situation where these hospitals that have been renovated using some of the donated funds being, you know, left to dilapidate as we have seen in the past. But if the government is able to make sure that they are fully functional beyond or post-COVID, then it is going to be a positive development because many of our hospitals and our clinics are going to be functional, and it will be a good thing if the citizens.
Thank you so much. That's a welcome move if that is maintained, because, you know, there are hospitals, like the other time I spoke with Dr. Manangazi, she was saying that there are some hospitals like in Mutare, Gweru, and Mashingo that they're also going to renovate. And if those hospitals that were not functional for quite some time now are resuscitated, I think it will help. And I would call upon individuals and companies, private sector, to also join in helping the government maintain those hospitals past the COVID-19.
Yes, Chonga, I think we are now coming to the end of our program, but I think there are some people who still want to join the show. And we've got a video from a lady that is in South Africa. Let's listen to what the lady is saying.
Salubonani Vasaya 367. Ikama mo Caroline mo participate kakhulu njengoba sivaleleke khona lapha kwele South Africa. And into ebuhlungu kakhulu yizinto abantwana esabashiya ekhaya abakwazi ukuthi njengoba ekhaya siyasibona sonke isimo ukuthi sibuhlungu, sibucayi. So hayi, kunzima kakhulu.
So what the lady is saying there is that, you know, people left some kids, left some parents, left everyone back home there. And people don't know what is happening to them. So he's saying that the situation is really bad. So you just wait 10 seconds, Dr. Mnazi, and then you can just say exactly what this lady is saying. Can you get to it? And then we're through with your program.
I think it is sad that I think it is a difficult time for many people. She's not, I am sure she's not alone. So many people are in the same similar situation. We are in a very difficult time. But I would say that whether this situation ends in the near future depends on how citizens are, you know, responding to the calls of governments to make sure that we don't spread the disease. The virus does not you know, move, but people move. So as long as people are staying indoors, people are observing the law, we are likely to conquer the virus in the shortest time, possible time.
We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Edgar Munazi and Ms. Percy Chiane, and all those that joined the show tonight and not done this free the cottage show. It's because we are operating from our homes. Donga is in Silver Spring, I'm in Battleville, and we are here in USA. And so it's good that we are in touch with our brothers who are in different parts of the world. So Sunday Office keeps coming in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet again in another show.
Thank you so much, Gibbs, and in the Donga Academy, in Silver Spring, 2017.